This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The first rounds of the U.S.'s newly approved coronavirus vaccine rolled out of a Pfizer facility in the city of Kalamazoo, Michigan on Sunday. The 184,000 vials are being supercooled and will be sent via rapid air freight to regional hubs across the country. The commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Stephen Hahn, told media network CNN people will start receiving the shot, quote, very expeditiously, hopefully Monday. Healthcare workers and elderly people in long-term care facilities will be at the front of the line to receive the first round of 2.9 million doses. They come at a time when cases are surging in the United States. The U.S. has recorded more cases than any other country, with nearly 300,000 deaths from the virus and more than 16 million infections. That according to the Johns Hopkins University. Brexit negotiations will continue past Sunday. The European Union and Britain said they would ignore the self-imposed deadline to complete post-Brexit trade negotiations. Sunday was the original deadline. Both British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen agreed there was too much at stake in reaching a deal to end talks. Von der Leyen saying, despite a year of negotiations, it is responsible at this point to go the extra mile. At stake is Britain's quest for zero tariff and zero quota access to the EU's single market. Stumbling blocks include fishing rights and penalties Britain would face for violating EU's fair competition rules. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. And don't forget, you can always search for the VOA News app. This is VOA News. As countries approve a COVID-19 vaccine, the urgent need for people to receive the inoculation continues to grow, with cases and deaths spiking to record highs in several countries. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Sunday that South Korea recorded a record daily increase in coronavirus cases for a second straight day, with just over 1,000 new infections. In the U.S. last week, the western state of California recorded more than 25,000 new infections in one day. Italy is poised to overtake Britain as the European country with the most COVID-19 deaths, according to data from the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Early Sunday, Italy was just 87 deaths behind Britain. But Italy has 6 million fewer people than Britain. According to Johns Hopkins University, there have been more than 71 million global COVID-19 infections and 1.6 million deaths. The Brazilian government has unveiled its long-awaited national vaccination plan against COVID-19, with an initial goal of vaccinating 51 million people, or about one-fourth of the population, in the first half of 2021. In a document sent to the Supreme Court, which had given the government a deadline to draw up the plan, the health ministry said 108 million doses will be available for priority vaccination of vulnerable groups that include health workers, elderly people, and indigenous communities. The president, however, is being criticized that the plan is not well thought out. Jair Bolsonaro has also been criticized for downplaying the virus and calling it a little flu. Jihadists from the Boko Haram group killed at least 27 people in an attack of unprecedented savagery in southeast Niger, local officials said on Sunday. Other people were wounded and some more reported missing in the assault on Saturday evening in the village of Tumor in the Diffa region, that according to a senior local official. Witnesses and other officials confirmed the attack, which came hours before municipal and regional elections, went ahead across the country on Sunday. Sources added some victims were killed or wounded by bullets. Others were burnt inside their homes, consumed by the flames of an enormous fire set by the attackers. Malaysia's Coast Guard has made its largest ever seizure of methamphetamine, a top official said Sunday, seizing over 2 tons of the drug disguised as tea in a shipment believed to have come from Myanmar. More stories for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.